Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
One moment in time.
This is Hit 103.1's Footy Heads.
This will be his crowning glory.
Being the first home game for the season, we had a couple of Hit Hut tickets that we wanted to give away, but we wanted to make sure the people that won them were worthy. So there are a couple of hoops to jump through, or a couple of balls to catch in your helmet.
Maybe we'll do hoops next time.
Yeah, maybe. No, we did footy heads where everyone had to have a helmet on their head that had a bucket attached to it, and they had to catch balls in said bucket.
Kicked by Cowboys legends Matty Bowen and Ray Thompson. So making people work for these Hit Hut tickets, and why wouldn't we? There's drinks included, food, literally best seats at 1300 Smile Stadium. Before we actually played the game, we thought we'd get to know our five competitors a bit better.
Jeez, they're an athletic-looking bunch, Gabby.
They are. One of our competitors is even missing their AFL training to be here. Watch out.
Is that you, Dave?
No, that's not me, mate.
Is that who is that?
Yeah, it's me, mate.
Are you in trouble?
I'll probably get in a bit, but oh well.
Should we be beeping out your name? Damien, who plays for the Hermit Park Tigers.
It is going to be a pretty epic showdown, though. Mm. We just had our colleagues testing out the bucket heads. Everyone saw them as we walked in onto the field. How are you feeling about catching balls on your head?
Kieran?
A bit nervous.
Donna?
Same, nervous.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big prize.
It's a pretty big prize.
Pretty confident.
How much would it mean for you to win it, Dave?
Oh, it'd mean a word. I'll be able to take my missus out that I haven't taken out for 12 years.
He's been taking you out for 12 years? I'm surprised you're here with him now.
Well, she's only here in case he wins,
One example, though, I found all of our competitors had like a real motivation to win. Like another one wanted to win for her parents. Another one hadn't been to a game in years. Like it was really cool.
Everyone was very keen. And so the contestants were keen, but how were our kickers feeling? This is like us catching up with Ray Thompson and Matty Bowen to see who they thought was going to win it.
Matty Bowen, any tactics here, mate? What's the go?
I don't know. I think the higher, the better, I think.
The higher, the better.
Yeah. And get under it.
How do you think of our what do you think of our competitors, mate? Do you reckon, like, if you got your eye on one of them in particular? Or?
I reckon the one in the Cowboys pink shirt.
All right.
Oh, Kieran.
That's Kieran. Quick, we'll have a chat to Ray Thompson over here as well, quickly. Ray, one of our other kickers today for Footy Heads.
How are you feeling? You got your eye on any competitors? Who you think's going
to
win?
I always like to see girl power. There's one lady out there who's got the women in leagues jersey, so it'd be good to see those guys get...
Everyone's going for Kieran. And you know what?
Kieran as well too.
Kieran is actually giving those tickets away to her parents if she wins, even though she's a big fan. So I wouldn't be opposed to her getting these. Mm.
Good luck, Ray. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
One of the more interesting things you've done in your career. All right.
So we've had a chat to our players. We've had a chat to our kickers, Matty Bowen and Ray Thompson.
Everyone is raring to go.
Everyone's raring to go. The competition coming up next.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
One moment in time.
This is Hit 103.1's Footy Heads.
This will be his crowning glory.
We had the climax of Footy Heads yesterday afternoon at 1300 Smiles Stadium. Got all of our competitors together to catch balls in a bucket on their head in order to win Hit Hut tickets to the game this weekend. We just met all of the contestants and our kickers, Ray Thompson and Matty Bowen. It's time to play the game.
Now, keep in mind, it's the first two competitors. Mm-hmm. We kept it simple. First two competitors to catch footies win their way to 1300 Smiles Stadium for the Cowboys' first home game VIP style.
Yep.
This is how the competition unfolded.
The countdown to kick it off. Hit 103.1's first and probably last ever Footy Heads competition.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
They are off. Jeez.
Oh, there's a few balls
Bowen
in here.
And
right.
No,
we got one.
We had one ball hit a basket but then bounce off. Gabby, we're getting a lot of balls.
But not a lot in.
Oh, yay! We have one. Yay. Who is that over there? That's our AFL player, Dave.
Dave and Mick are our winners. That went a lot quicker than I expected. Like, that was over.
That was over really quickly. That was so quickly, I actually missed Mick catching it.
Yeah, he was out, like, first kick. He had
Wow.
That was
we'll go over and have a chat to our winners. Mick,
You're our very first winner. Mate, you were so quick. I did not even see you catch the ball.
I had a winner, mate. This fella would have killed me if I didn't.
Is this the bloke you're taking
That's
with you to the
end? Mate. This is my best mate, Gazza.
You've got to have a limit down.
Jeez, they look like drinkers too, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the hit is in. The hit hut is in trouble this weekend. We also got Dave.
Dave, come on over here.
The one with the ball in the helmet. How'd you go?
It was good. It was great.
You're the one who's done this before, though, aren't you?
No, I haven't done this before.
No.
That was Damien with the golf balls. No, you done golf balls last time. That's right. And it was half. I had a few sherbets.
Thank you for making that more radio friendly.
No worries.
Thanks to all our competitors. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for all of our competitors here today.
We do have an announcement, though. So our two winners get the Hit Hut tickets. Everyone else still gets a double GA pass to the game this weekend. So everyone's still coming to the game.
Well done, everyone's a winner. And well done, yeah, Mick and Dave, off to the Hit Hut to see the Cowboys. Yeah, VIP style. Oh, man, they were.
Do you reckon they were
amazing.
Training all week?
Definitely they practiced.
But we even trained and we weren't good.
No. Look at us, mate.
Yeah, they were actual athletes.
They had a bit of athleticism about them. But everyone winning tickets had to come along. But Mick and Dave off to the Hit Hut VIP style. And you can see the video now at our Facebook page. Hit 103.1 sounds for...
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
I'm not 100% sure on the facts of this, but I'm pretty sure that Matt Damon has bought property in Byron Bay because he has been spending a lot of time in Australia.
There was that great story during the Oscars. He was at Byron Bay Kmart.
Yeah,
shopping.
He was having a shop at Kmart.
Cheap homewares at Kmart while the Oscar ceremony was going down.
Which is hilarious because normally he'd be all glitz and glamour at the awards, but he's like, nah, I'm just going to stay in Byron.
Picking up a new soap dispenser at Kmart.
And he and Chris Hemsworth have spiked up quite the friendship. They're always seen out and about in Byron. It'd actually be pretty common to see them in Byron Bay doing what they're doing. I know when I was in Byron Bay about a year and a half ago, I was doing the stalk around because Miley Cyrus was there as well because Liam Hemsworth. Like, Byron is the A-list capital.
They love Byron the Hemsworths.
Love it.
And now the Matt Damon's down there too. Oh. Of course they're going to hook up.
Yeah, exactly. But there were some very surprised people in Western Australia yesterday because turns out Matt and Chris are doing a bit of travelling together around Australia and they decided they need to do a quick pie run. They were really desperate for a pie. So where do you go if you want a pie? You go to the local BP.
So here we have two of the most, like, A-list actors on the planet.
Yeah.
Matt Damon
and
Chris Hemsworth.
And Thor.
Doing a dodgy, like, Mrs. Max pie run to the local BP.
Yeah, and the staff at the BP were just in the middle of a shift when these two actors walked in, and one of the girls, her name is Lily, she said she was so shocked, but she had to try to remain calm because she still has to do a job. She still has to be a customer service rep and serve them their pies and tomato sauce and take their money. And it's like... Thor and Jason Bourne just standing there getting a pie.
Ordering a pie that you only got out of the freezer a couple of hours ago.
Mrs. Mac.
That you microwaved and then put in the warmer. It's the
best. So good. 13, 12, 16, though, maybe you have a similar story. Maybe you've seen a celebrity in the wild.
Yeah.
So not on a set, not in a work capacity, just randomly... walking into a BP and getting a pie or walking into Kmart to get a new dog bed. Like
picking up some bread rolls at Coles or something. 13, 12, 16, have you been like spotted a celebrity just being a normal person, just doing real normal human stuff?
Yeah, because they are actually real people. Well,
there was
they've got to eat.
There's a great incident a few years ago, Gabs, where I was in Melbourne and I went to a public toilet and it was quite busy. It was nighttime and stuff. A lot of people, you know, using the toilets.
Trough.
And it was a trough. It wasn't the, you know, the standalone solo cubicles or anything. It was a full big trough where you will get in like ants or whatever. Anyway, I'm having a pee and I see this big hat come up next to me. And this massive big cowboy hat is like right next to my head. I'm like, who's wearing a cowboy hat like in the middle
in
of the night?
In Melbourne,
In Melbourne. And I look over and it's Molly Meldrum.
No.
Molly Meldrum just having a whiz
next
to me. And I'm man enough to admit I broke the cardinal rule of troughs.
No.
I glanced down.
You did not.
Of course I did.
You're not meant to admit that.
You've only got one chance in life to see little Molly.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I wasn't going to pass that up. So.
13, 12, 16, when have you seen a celeb
don't
in the
don't tell
world?
Me you wouldn't do the same thing.
They don't need to be naked in your example.
Simon, sir, have you seen a celeb in the wilds?
It actually wasn't me. It was actually my mum. Years and years ago, back when Mad Max was being filmed in Australia.
Mad Max, yeah, with Mel Gibson, yeah.
Yeah, well, we used to live down south near Beechworth, and I believe he used to have a farm out there.
Oh.
And, he sort of rocked into, he was working at a hardware store, and he just rocked up in his ute with his two dogs and came in to buy, like, a kitchen sink.
No way! So he was doing some renos at the farm.
Yeah, and she was just completely taken back. And, like, even to this day, she always gushes about how blue his eyes were. She's like,
wow. So you know, that shouldn't shock us. Like, Mel Gibson is just a man who uses sinks. Why shouldn't he go to the hardware and buy a sink?
That's doesn't he have people fine. To do that for him?
No, let him do it yourself. Take the dogs for a drive, Gab.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, when you're in a relationship, it's nice to have just one-on-one dates, just you and your partner, no one else.
Mm.
You know, particularly nice when you have kids.
Yes.
My wife and I found ourselves in a situation yesterday where we could do that. My daughter was at school and my wife had the day off work and I finished work pretty early. And I'm like, let's go to lunch.
That's nice.
It's great.
Mm.
And she's like, what do you want to do? I'm in Aiken Vale. I said, well, if you're in Aiken Vale, we'll just go to the Vale because it's, you know, a bit of pub grub. It's a good pub.
What was she doing in Aiken Vale?
She had to go to Stockland to get some makeup or something.
Yeah, cool.
I don't know.
Normal.
Anyway, so I'm like, yeah, sweet. So before you go there, because I'm not going makeup shopping, meet me at the Vale. We went there. It was all going well. Until one point when my wife turns to me and she goes, we're the youngest person in this room. And it was a packed bistro, like a couple hundred people in there. She goes, we are the youngest people in this room.
And do you know how you tell?
By decades.
You look around and it's just white hair.
It was a sea of like Richie Beno hairstyles. It was like marshmallows, just white marshmallows.
It was just like walking on a cloud.
As far as the eye can see. And then my wife has spotted it. There's a special seniors menu. On the we'd rocked up.
It's seniors day.
For lunch on seniors day.
Well done.
And the interesting thing about seniors day too is the menu changes slightly and gets pretty old fashioned like this. This is me recording something we spotted on the menu for seniors day.
Mm-hmm. Honey, good news. Next time we're here for seniors day.
Yeah.
Lamb's fry and bacon with mash and veg plus apple crumble. $12 seniors only.
What a bargain.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but lamb's fry is like lamb's offal.
I believe so. It's all the innards.
Like, no one's
ordering
that,
waste.
But the people, like, the only people who are going to order that are the people on seniors day, right?
Yeah, well, unless you're like my boyfriend who accidentally ordered it one time just thinking it was fried lamb. He got quite the surprise.
We were seeing it come, like, left, right and centre for the seniors on seniors day. But the funniest part was, like, towards the end of our lunch, a bus, like a mini bus, rocked up and it had, like, Arcadia, I think it was, Aged Care Village.
Sure.
On the side, and all the oldies were ready to get out of it. But what was hilarious, before they did, they undid the bottom of the bus and they lined up four walkers in a row on the footpath. So while all these guys are getting out for their seniors day lunch, the four walkers are all lined up like in a perfect line to like next to each other, like a starting line. And my wife looks up at him and she goes, wouldn't it be hilarious if they raced?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Ooh, I wanna take you down to Pimlico. We'll take Kings Road, don't hit that toe.
I think that sounds good recorded. Wait till you hear it live.
In stereo.
Tomorrow night in stereo at 1300 Smile Stadium.
I said yesterday, it took years for Ed Sheeran to get to arena-sized shows, and this is our first ever live performance in an arena.
I overheard you doing this, and I just went, whoa, 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 because you were talking to someone else. We were in different rooms, and I just shouted, I'm sorry. Did you just compare us to Ed Sheeran?
I did.
The best singer-songwriter in the world?
Correct.
Know? Hell yeah, first gig, stadium gig. Thank you very much.
Better than Ed Sheeran.
But since like this is all happening, you know, we've been practicing some moves and stuff, learning our lyrics, doing some research, and we've discovered that the biggest acts in the world, people like Ed Sheeran, like the one thing that like binds them all together is they all have a pre-show ritual.
Yeah.
So something they do before every show just to get them vibed up.
Get them vibed up. And it's also like a good luck thing. They do the same thing every single show because then everything goes smoothly. They're in the right headspace.
Mm.
And we don't have anything. We haven't planned anything.
I got some examples here. Mm. Rihanna, she gets all of her backstage crew and her band and dancers to sit in a circle and they pray.
That's interesting.
Which is sweet. Kesha rubs her body, all of her exposed skin, in glitter.
Oh, I love that one.
And Katy Perry eats fairy floss.
I like that too.
That's very Katy Perry,
isn't
too,
it?
Like eating cotton candy, as they call it in
before
America.
Before the show.
But yeah, Riri does the prayer, Kesha does the glitter thing, and before every single live show, Katy Perry eats some fairy floss.
Well, we need to come up with some kind of pre-show ritual. We need to make sure we are vibed up, we are ready to go, because I need it especially. I need something that's
You're
going to calm
nervous.
My nerves
yeah.
before we get up on stage. The only thing I can think of is in Cool Runnings where Sanka kisses an egg. That's all I've got. So maybe we need some help in creating a pre-show ritual.
Oh, that's so good. Is Cliffo and Gabby kissing eggs on the field before they're about to sing? Look, 13, 12, 16. Look, we're like brainstorming here. Like, so brainstorm rules. No idea is a bad idea. 13, 12, 16. What should our pre-performance ritual be before we sing live at the Cowboys tomorrow? All the best acts in the world have one.
They do.
We need one.
Keep in mind, we don't have a crew. It's just Cliffo and I, so prayer circle probably won't work. And if it can bring down the nerves, I would be,
that'd be great.
Very appreciative.
So 13, 12, 16, what should our pre-show ritual be? What should Gabby and I do before we actually perform live tomorrow night at the Cowboys? 13, 12, 16, love your suggestions. Will on 13, 12, 16, what's your suggestion, man? What should our pre-show ritual be?
Sure, whiskey, mate. It'll calm anybody down.
Yeah, and you know what? I've heard, too, a lot of performers do that because it loosens up the vocal cords. Like, a stiff drink before singing can be good on the cords.
I used to have singing lessons, and my singing teacher used to make me have a little bit of beer because he said it really smooths the throat.
No, it has to be whiskey. It's smoother.
Okay.
A nice, smooth, old one.
I don't know if I like whiskey.
Yeah, you'll do it.
if it's going to help.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Hey, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Sue, what do you think our pre-show ritual should involve?
Alcohol and lots of it. Has to be.
I'm noticing a common thread here.
I'm already worried that
This is Townsville.
We do like a tipple.
But I'm already worried that as I go to sing, I might throw up because I'm so nervous, and I don't think a lot of alcohol is going to help that. I think that's going to make it worse.
That could be good for the crowd. Take a vomit bag with you. You'll be right.
Good for the crowd. All right.
They're like, wow, she's really committed, this Gabby. What an act.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.